1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com.
Okay, researchers asked people to name various excuses that they've used to get out of a speeding ticket and whether they worked or not. So, number five is I didn't see the speed limit sign.
No.
17% of people got out of a ticket using that.
Can't picture the safety officer saying, oh, you didn't see it. Wow, that changes everything.
That's inattentive driving.
Go on your way. Nope, I don't see that.
There are plenty of places that I drive where I have driven where I haven't seen a speed limit sign for miles. It's like, what's the speed limit here? They should post it.
Doesn't it say, on your car's space age?
Yep. Yes.
Computer
cars tell you now.
Yes. Blah, blah.
But they should have it posted. What's the speed limit here?
Yeah.
I mean, literally, miles where I'll be going, where is the speed limit
sign? Isn't it like a federal thing? Like every so blank you have to have it?
I have driven for miles and not seen one. And gone, well, how do they possibly enforce the speed limit here?
Sure, if it's not posted.
Right.
I don't know. Are you really keeping track of how long it's been since you've seen a speed limit sign?
I do. I actually intentionally will go, okay, there's all one. Right. Let's see how long it is till the next one.
What do you do? Like one thousand?
No, I just
one
drive.
Mississippi?
It's like, wow, this is a long way. If you'd got on at that road there, you wouldn't have known for 4 miles what the speed limit was.
I really have to use the bathroom. 17% of people get out of a ticket.
No, I don't see that.
I would see that. Well, there's a medical emergency. 20% of people have used that and gotten out of a speeding ticket.
Better be blood. Better be, squirting blood out of yourself.
Well, maybe it's not your medical emergency. You're driving to another a family member. Because then if you're sitting there looking fine, right, without a hemorrhaging
medical emergency
limb
right away.
I'll say this. I have never given an excuse to a police officer when I've been pulled over.
No, never. Because you just know it.
Yeah. I just think, okay.
Give me
the ticket.
Right.
I was speeding. Give me the ticket.
I told the cop I didn't even know why I was speeding. I was just doing it for fun.
I'm not going to give you an excuse. Don't give me a lecture.
Oh. Is that the
really
tone you take?
Really, have you said that?
No, but right. That's what I'm thinking. I'm just going to tell you. Yeah. No. I've had cops ask me, is everything okay? Yeah, everything's fine. Just in a hurry. Do you know how fast you were going? Mm. Yeah, I was speeding. I was definitely speeding. And I don't waste their time or insult their intelligence.
Yeah, right. Let's get this thing over with. You got me fair and square is how I always look at it.
Let's just give me the ticket and we'll see you later.
Maybe they'd be angered by your answers or something.
Right, like you're really flippant.
And honest.
I tell them when I've driven away.
We're going to ask you to step out of the car, Mr. Madden. words I never
want
to hear.
Attitude.
Oh, my God.
I'm just like, no, let's just get this over with.
I'm late for work. 20% of the time that got you
people
out of a ticket.
That goes with that. Well, it's just in a hurry.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I
didn't realize I was speeding is the number one answer, and it works 32% of the time.
That is a lie.
32% of the time you can get out of a ticket by saying you didn't realize it.
No.
Oh, I didn't realize. Maybe if you said I wouldn't realize I was speeding that much.
Well,
right?
More likely. I was going the same speed as everyone else. People say I'm late picking up my kid. People say I'm late for the doctor. I'm late for court. People say, that's rich.
Sounds awful.
If you don't want to lie, you don't have to. There's one honest strategy that works even better. Just ask the cop to give you a warning instead of a ticket, and there's a 41% chance they'll do it.
Really?
41%. Highest out of anything on the list.
See your way clear to just giving me a warning.
What does a warning
mean?
Doesn't
that sound nice? It means no ticket.
Right. But if I get pulled over again, I get 2 tickets?
Well, how does the other cop know what the other cop did?
That's how that works.
What does that mean, a warning? Slow down. Thank you.
That's okay.
41% of the time it worked, though. I like it.
I'm not going to give you a ticket. I'm going to give you a warning.
They don't
I got a warning
ask
last
how
time.
Pretty the woman who is pulled over looks in this survey. It's just a blanket survey. They need to break it down by at least gender.
Yeah. I just don't want to waste their time when I'm pulled over. Not that I'm pulled over that much, but when I am, okay.
There's a Seinfeld episode about that.
Yeah.
He's got the pretty girlfriend. She gets everything
out
she
of
wants.
Everything. She gets everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a looks bias for sure.
Yeah.
Of course.
I've never been on the good end of that, trust me.
Right.